It won't be long, and the class of 2025 is going to be graduating, looking for opportunities to continue their education in one way or another. And 2 years ago, the Solana Chamber of Commerce said, we have so many scholarships available in this community, and nobody knows about it, and everybody's looking for applicants, that she put together a scholarship fair that was a great success. And this year, it absolutely doubled. In talking with Sarah Hondell, whose idea I believe it was at the Solana Chamber, she says at least 400 to 500 people have already been through the fair this year. And I'm talking with some of the people here who put scholarships up for the kids, because you can have the scholarships, but if the kids don't know about it, that is kind of hard for you to give the money away, isn't it? Talking with Joe Saunier.
Yep, I'm Joe.
You're with the Alaska Community Foundation, and you came down to the fair today.
Yeah, I'm the Director of Programs at the Alaska Community Foundation, and we are here. We have over 65 different scholarship opportunities available. It's a one-stop shop. You can log into alaskacf.org and search our scholarships page and apply from there.
Now, are these scholarships available to students anywhere in the state, or is it just the peninsula?
Anywhere in the state, and we do have a large number of them that are dedicated towards to the Kenai Peninsula.
And now we're going to go to Jackson. Jackson, you work for the foundation as well?
That's correct. I am the Grants and Scholarships Associate here at the Alaska Community Foundation.
Now, what is the criteria to apply and to qualify for a scholarship from the Alaska Foundation?
So across over 65 different scholarships, specifically designed to cover a wide spectrum of Alaska students who are looking for the funding to support their education. And so there is a wide variety of criteria. So it's really not specific. Primarily geared towards students looking to go to that post-secondary education, but it's a wide variety.
Now, a lot of students, when they think about qualifying for a scholarship, are thinking about grade point average or perhaps financial need, because they think those are the two criteria that most scholarships are given. But here, as you just heard from the Alaska Community Foundation, there's a variety of qualifications. And one set of scholarships, which are freeze and no freeze tickets and your peony money support, is just for kids who do community service. Now, I'm talking with Chris, who was at the Rotary table today. And how many kids come by that are surprised that their scholarship only for things that they've done to serve the community, Chris?
I would say the majority of them. They're looking mostly for the academic scholarship. Ours is based strictly on community service and volunteering. And in the hopes that we can give this money out, they'll go out, get their skill set, bring it back to the community.
So maybe a student that helped mom when she was dying of cancer and didn't do too well in high school can apply to get started again with their education now that mom has passed away, and all of their past grades don't even matter. What we care about is what they did to help the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head when you said you could come back to school. So if you're gone and you've had to take some time off from school and now you're coming back, we're open to having you apply for our scholarships as well.
So it doesn't matter whether you want to be a rocket scientist or a plumber, if you want to continue to get that education, we've got scholarship funds available.
Absolutely. We're excited this year. We have 4 $2,000 scholarships to give away.
And we hope even more if people buy a lot of those freeze, no freeze tickets and the Ice Classic. And Rotary funds these scholarships on an annual basis, and your donations always help. Now, I'm going to also run over here to CPH table where Kathy is here. And Kathy, what kind of scholarships does the hospital have available?
You know, we've got two of them, Merrill. We've got one from Central Peninsula Health Foundation, which is the Dr. Isaac Scholarship. So anything with health care, but then a complimentary healthcare for Dr. Isaac Scholarship, and then the volunteer scholarship is anything related to healthcare.
Now, were you impressed with the amount of students that came by and getting information this year?
Absolutely. We had about 70 people that we talked to.
So back at the event again next year?
Yes, absolutely.
Kathy, thank you for being here. I don't know exactly how many vendors, but it looked like the room was full of opportunities for students. So as the class of 2025 gets ready to graduate, this community is here to support you in a myriad of different aspects. I'm Merrill Sikorski over at the Scholarship Fair, returning you to that scholarly sound of KSRM.